At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah, let's get Bob Nightingale on.
He's
right now.
He's with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bob Nightingale, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Thanks, guys.
You're in the middle of it. I mean, we've been talking to a lot of the Latin-born players. I feel like this is more important than winning a World Series, the World Baseball Classic. And we see how emotional the fans and the players are about this thing. What's the sense down there amongst baseball teams and the World Baseball Classic right now?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely love it. You know, I mean, Manny Machado was asked before the tournament started, what'd you rather do, win for the Dominican Republic or a World Series? And he couldn't make up his mind. I mean, obviously, World Series is, you know, huge. You remember for being a World Series champion, not a WBC champion. But it's a great atmosphere. We were talking to Paul Goldschmidt about a week ago, and he said the atmosphere in Miami when the U.S. played the Dominican Republic, you know, was easily the best he's been part of. So it's a World Series, but it means so much to so many people.
Yeah, that stadium doesn't see that kind of excitement, right?
No, it's like where all these fans during the season. It's unbelievable.
Right.
Well, Miami. Yeah, by far the best venue. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, I hate to root against Jose Altuve, but today, I mean, they got a big one. The U.S. has got a big one against Altuve in Venezuela. I hate to, we can't root against Jose Altuve, but we're going to have to today.
Yeah, actually tomorrow they moved it just for TV, so they can adjust their schedule for the U.S. team. So that game's actually Saturday.
Oh, Saturday now. Okay. All right. Mexico and Puerto Rico today. Oh, that's right. Saturday, Venezuela and the United States. That's going to be fun. That'll be really, really interesting. And what's the chatter with Edwin Diaz going down? And this, it's really, really important. But Steve Cohen's got to be looking at it and going, well, this really stinks. This World Baseball Classic.
Well, it wasn't like he hurt his arm pitching in the WBC or like that, or he hurt it throwing a pitch. It was just a celebration. I mean, could have happened, first game of the season for the Mets or something like that. Just a real fluke thing. You can't blame the WBC on that. You really can't. It's just, some guy jumped in his arms, I don't know if his brother or who it was, and he landed awkwardly. So, I mean, obviously, you're not something like that in a spring training game, but it could easily happen in a regular season game. Like I said, it wasn't like, hey, my arm wasn't ready and, I threw too hard or something like that. It just was a freak thing.
Yeah, does this change your attitude toward the Mets this year?
I wasn't as high on the Mets as a lot of people were. I still think the best two teams at division are Atlanta and Philadelphia Phillies. So we'll see. And they're a good team, but they're not. Pretty much they brought their free agents back. And they lost some people too. Yeah, I mean, they brought in Verlander, they lost DeGrom, they lost Taiwan Walker. So they certainly have some holes there.
Yeah, am I crazy for thinking that it's Braves-Astros World Series this year?
No, Braves are always good. I mean, they won 5 straight division titles now. They're always a juggernaut. They got Sean Murphy from the Oakland A's. Everybody wanted him as a catcher. So, no, I think it's certainly on paper. The Astros are still the best team in the American League.
Bob, what kind of changes do you think we'll see to, obviously the pitch clock is here to stay, and I think ultimately it's going to end up being a good thing, but what kind of changes do you think we could see by the beginning of the 2024 season as they look to fine-tune some of the changes they've made this year?
Yeah, they'll do some slight adjustments, with the pitch clock. I don't see anything major in 24. I think they're on the next strike zone. I think it's coming, but I think 25. I don't think it's even quite ready yet next year. But, pitchers and everybody seems to be excited about the pitch clock, and it seems to be working. Big adjustment to the hitters. And we'll see if it picks up the pace of the game as it should. The no shifts. I think we should see more base stealing for sure.
Yeah. Are you a fan of the challenges that we've seen where you can – touch your hand to your helmet for the computer to, or for the Quest Tech or whatever, to take a look at the pitch? Are you a fan of that instant challenge of the umpire?
Yeah, the only thing I worry about the challenge I don't like is when it's a guy's foot really comes off the bat and the guy's still second base, you know, his foot comes off, you know, by a hundredth of an inch, and the guy's still got the ball in his glove and dog his foot. It wasn't made for that. So yeah, I'm fine for the challenge, you know, as long as you just, you know, like, you know, one or so per per game or per 7 innings at least, you know, for the pitch clock or some guy moving too early on his shift. That's fine.
Is it, I think by 2024 they're going to have to fine tune the shift again with the left fielder moving over into short right field. I mean, it's risky business, and if teams can take advantage of not having a left fielder out there, then but you know, guys who pull, just primarily pull, they're still going to have a shift on them.
Yeah, with the outfielder, but like you said, it's a huge risk. I mean, at some point, you got to tell your hitter, become a better hitter. You know, beat the shift. You can do that. You shouldn't be. You know, teams, if they do that, it's like you're telling the guy, hey, are you this bad of a hitter where you can't hit the other way? We're giving you the entire left side of the infield. So I think they'll still allow that unless it just becomes way too common.
Yeah, we'll see in spring training how it's worked out. The games are shorter, that's for sure. But is it a better product right now?
It's a definitely different pace. You don't really realize that when you're standing there until the game's over. Like, oh, the game's over already. So we'll see a different thing in the regular season. I don't think they won't be that quick. In the regular season, you're seeing pitching changes during the, you know, the middle of the innings, a little bit longer commercial breaks, this and that. You remember last year, too, in spring training, those guys were coming off the work stoppage. So it wasn't like they're going to start stealing bases and things like that. So I think, you know, baseball's hoping for 2 hours and 40-minute games, probably realistic 245, which would save off about 20 minutes from games.
That'll be good. I mean, honestly, it looks like it's a better pace. I haven't seen it live yet, but watching it on TV, it just feels like it's just a much better pace. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, Major League sports columnist for years and years and years here on our show with us. Bob, how do you see the American League playing out? If you don't have if you have the Astros, who else? Who are the main contenders for the Astros this year?
Yeah, probably their own division. You know, Seattle should be good again. AL Central, you know, is probably still going to be Cleveland Guardians division to lose. Although, you know, White Sox should be, you know, better. Twins should be a little better. In the East, you know, that's the juggernaut there with the, you know, Yankees, Rays, and Jays. I would think the team to worry about might be the Jays. You know, they were knocking the door last year, a good young athletic team. I think they could win the division. I really do.
You think the Jays can win that division? Well, they're a good baseball team. We'll see if they can't do something in the postseason. Hey, Bob, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning here on the show. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, with us again here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right. Time for me, with News of the Weird coming your way next, for me to talk about Artisan Grange. It's time for me to talk about you saving yourself. It's time to talk about the you know, the wonderfulness of CBD and how it can help you. Anytime you're chewing tobacco, you're spitting. Well, you don't spit with Artisan Grange. You don't spit with the Dew Blend or the Canstead. You want that CBD oil in you. Hemp is great. It's a hemp pouch made of hemp, okay, with CBD in it as well. So it's actually helping you. You're putting it between your cheek and gum. You still get that sensation, but you don't have the addictive qualities of tobacco and nicotine. You don't have the harmful qualities of tobacco and nicotine. You are actually chewing a lot safer, yet you're still chewing. And they got all the flavors that you could possibly want. And they got CBD, which is awesome. So if you're looking for a great way to get off of that chew, to get off that tobacco, try it. It can't hurt you. And you get the flavor that you want. 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.